We're on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, back again after a little hiatus, and also welcoming all our new friends. I've been watching online all the people who have been joining Radio Entrepreneurs. And also, it's funny, a lot of our listeners have been liking my book. I appreciate it. I hope Alex has been tracking that. Alex is my co-host today, Alex Dablofsky, our executive producer. Thanks, Alex.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good. And I want to thank our friends over at The Social Scene. If you have not downloaded the app, take a look, socialscene.me, and you'll see where your social life and everyone's social life is going. Our next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Slava Heretz of Intelli Bookkeeping. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, you got to tell us the whole history behind Intelli Bookkeeping.
Yeah, so it was really a catalyst from, I've been doing freelance bookkeeping for almost 8 years now. And as cloud technology really improved, I was able to sort of see the transition from the desktop-based bookkeeping and financial services that are provided to really the cloud model. We have QuickBooks Online now. We have Xero, a really great up-and-coming bookkeeping cloud solution. We have Gusto Payroll, who has really taken a huge amount of market share from all the big players like ADP and Paychex. And I said, why am I only helping one business when I can help many? Because our team is able to have the capacity to manage multiple clients and have much more quality service than an in-house person that's sitting there probably playing solitaire most of the day.
So what year did you start the business, or how many years ago?
So technically it was 2013 is when the company was incorporated. Me as an individual, Slava Heretz, you know, I am the co-founder and now senior controller of the company. We have a staff of five. We have two bookkeepers and two junior controllers, and I oversee the entire operation. And as a bookkeeping professional, it really was back in, now, what was it, 2008? But yeah, as it is now with this cloud model and the ability to really provide integrated, collaborative, cloud-based financial services, your bookkeeping, your payroll, financial reporting, bank reconciliation, and collaborating with the CPA, who we have on staff as well. And that's really been going since 2013.
And can you go prior to that, some of your background and training?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a business degree from Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst, 2005. I had a bit of entrepreneurial experience. I used to own a company that did IT training for senior citizens. So there was a lot of financial work that was involved in that. I also was a finance manager for a company called Ecologic in Boston. They do commercial carpet cleaning. And that's really where I learned to take sort of the small business model of financial services into kind of big, we're talking, you know, close to $10 million in revenue. So I've seen the gamut, and I know businesses. People ask me, oh, what industries do you work with? And I say, I typically don't like saying all of them, but the reality is I've had experience all the way from contracting to SaaS models. I love working with startups. I'll even work with an independent contractor. We have several attorneys that are clients, a photographer. So it's really basically anybody and everybody needs someone to manage their books. It's just who's doing it. Are you doing it? Hopefully not, because there are much better things that you could do with your time than crunching the numbers and working the bookkeeping.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bookkeeping services nowadays. Do you feel you have a competitive advantage?
Absolutely. The quality and the experience. If you take a look at our website, www.intellibookkeeping.com, you'll see that we have great testimonials from clients. We have some of the top startups in the Boston area that we're working with, and they just absolutely couldn't be happier, because it's not intuitive how to set up a proper bookkeeping department at a cost-effective rate. Because the big challenge that people have, business owners have, is that they're trying to get quality bookkeeping for a low cost, because typically as a startup, you don't have a ton of cash. And so we provide, you know, between our bookkeepers and our staff accountants, we have probably 30 years of experience. So we're talking really quality at a great price.
What are some of, as a young entrepreneur, what are some of the challenges you had to overcome with a very competitive business?
The sales and marketing is tough, in as in any business, but the reality is, and you're absolutely right, it is a super competitive market. And you're competing really with folks who want to keep everything sort of close to their heart. So there's a lot, you know, there's always in the news, credit card fraud, and everyone talks about this piracy and everything. So people have this sort of stigma and fear of things that are in the cloud. So really my biggest competitor and my biggest challenge is convincing people that these two companies, QuickBooks Online and Xero, provide some of the top cloud-based security in the world, because they have to. I mean, they're handling, they're housing data upon data, and it must be the securest data structure, because otherwise I won't have anything to provide to the customer, and I trust them as a partner to provide that kind of security.
Bookkeeping software and technology changing rapidly?
Very rapidly. Very rapidly.
Give us a sense of where it is today and where it's going.
Yeah, so really the biggest improvement has been collaboration. So typically you used to have to, you know, email back and forth, files, scan them in. Now with mobile technology, that's probably been the biggest thing that's come up in the past, I'd say, 2-3 years. So Xero has an amazing, amazing app where, you know, say you take a client out to lunch. You just snap the receipt right there, and it uploads automatically. So it takes about 2 seconds to get data to the bookkeeper now. And it's created a lot of efficiency for me and for business owners.
Wow.
And where do you see the technology going with, you know, computers can now soon teaching themselves?
Yeah. You know, knock on wood, I like to think that, you know, one of the value added services of our company is that we have the human element. So if you want to speak with your personalized bookkeeping team, you have that ability. You can call them, you can email them. You can even meet in person if you're locally in Boston or in some of the areas that we service. We're mostly based in Boston right now, but we do have a branch out in Florida. But my biggest fear, and this could be something that is happening, is the automation of bookkeeping, where someone writes a program and basically just learns from what your previous transactions are. However, the problem with that is, you know, robots can't communicate with you yet. They can't find a, you know, if you have a really specific question that may be outside of the bounds of what they've been programmed to do, they're not going to be able to help you. But I think that might be where the future of bookkeeping technology might be headed. And I really hope that our human element and our human model will sort of outpace that.
You talked about a little bit about how passionate you are working with people, especially within this industry. Talk about the uniqueness about having a computer talk to you compared to a person, because it's pretty common sense.
It's the service. There's something about having a real human conversation with, like, I love just going and meet business owners. They tell me they're so excited about their startup, their business, and they say, here are my challenges. We're really excited to get some revenue. And can you imagine, you know, that is great, Mr. Jones. I am really looking forward to working with you. I mean, it's not the same. And that's what I really, that's what gets me going.
I hate computer telemarketers.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Absolutely.
I actually, speaking about telemarketing and computers, I had a phone call from my timeshare, and it's a computer that's calling me, trying to talk to me, and I literally complained about, I want to talk to a person. Yeah. I don't want a computer calling me.
Most people, when they call in for customer service, they want to push Xero. They want that operator. Yep. They're not going through that, you know, push one for Spanish.
So before we go, I know you mentioned it earlier. If somebody wants to contact you and learn more about your business, how would they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is a great place, intellibookkeeping.com. You can shoot me an email directly. I'm not the CEO who's going to be passing it along. I will actually talk to you. sheritz at intellibookkeeping.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, 857-225-1427.
And any particular type of market or industry that you like to specialize in?
I do love working with startups, and Boston's kind of a startup mecca hub. So, you know, our office space is in Cambridge and Kendall Square, 210 Broadway. And that's really, you know, there's a lot of technology and there's a lot of innovation going around that area. And we love working with tech companies and just sort of these groundbreaking, innovative ideators that are making waves in disruptive industries. And, you know, it's typically, honestly, if you just have an idea, come talk to me. I would love to, because most people's challenge is they have this brilliant, brilliant idea, and they have no idea how they're going to either make money off of it or find, you know, say you just created like the best generator for camping or something. How are you going to source the parts? How are you going to pay for them? Do you need a line of credit? Do you need VC funding? How are you going to get it? You need to be able to have your financials in order before you can start this business.
Well, interesting story, and we hope you have continued success. We know that bookkeeping is critical. Cash is oxygen, and the management of cash, you know, keeps you alive.
You got it.
So, Slava, great having you on the show. We hope you come back again and connect with Radio Entrepreneurs. Anything happening, give it to us. We'll post it on our social networks. Great having you on the show today.
Thanks so much.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis, speaking with Slava Heretz of Intelli Bookkeeping with my friend Alex Dablowski. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.